The portion of Scripture for a meditation this morning is recorded for us in Paul's letter to the congregations throughout Galatia, chapter 4, beginning with the 4th verse. When the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. This is the word of the Lord, dear friends in Christ. Even the best, most well-thought-out plans don't always work. At times, they fail. A few months ago, you figured out the perfect Christmas present. You found it in the store. It was within your budget, and when the time was right, you went and bought it, and you wrapped it up nicely, and when the time came to give it to somebody, it turns out that someone else had given him the exact same present. Plan failed. You were planning on going on a big trip over Christmas break, but a big storm came up, and you couldn't go. Or if someone got sick, plan failed. You had an elaborate feast planned for Christmas, and everything was going to plan. It was going great until dogs broke into your house and stole the turkey. Plan failed. Even the most well-thought-out plans at times don't work. Except God's plan of salvation. That plan is revealed today, on the day of our Lord's birth. His plan was to send Jesus, both God and man, into the world so that He could redeem us from under the curse of the law. Of course, that wasn't God's original plan. No, His original plan was to create a perfect world and then mankind to inhabit that perfect world. So He created Adam and Eve in His own image and likeness. Man and woman created in the likeness of the perfect and holy God. Without sin, perfectly in tune with God, and they knew His entire will. But we lost that image of God. Satan came in the form of a serpent and led Adam and Eve to doubt God's love for them, doubt God's word, which in turn led them to eat the forbidden fruit. Sin entered the world. No longer perfect, no longer holy, no longer in the image of the Lord, no longer in tune with Him, no longer knowing His will. So now, we're nothing but sinners. We're nothing but horrible, miserable sinners who can't keep God's commands, can't do anything pleasing to the Lord. Constantly, we are going against His commands. And as Jesus says in John 8, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." By nature, sin is our master. It controls us. By nature, we can do nothing but sin. And if we're slaves to sin, then we're slaves to fear. Fear of sin's consequences. Fear of God's wrath and punishment. Fear of eternal condemnation. No, slave isn't a full member of a family. A slave is a piece of property. If his master were to die, chances are that slave isn't going to receive anything from the master because he's not his own child. We are slaves to sin. Slaves to fear of God's wrath and condemnation. We're not members of God's family. We are members of the devil. the devil's children now by nature. Because we rebelled against the Lord, we lost His image, we are no longer His children, and so we can't be His heirs, and we will not inherit the gifts He gives to us by nature. So God came up with a plan. And to be sure, He had this plan in line before He ever needed to implement this plan, long before sin entered the world. From eternity, God had this plan. He first announced His plan to Adam and Eve in the garden. One of their descendants would come and crush Satan's head. And over the years, He gave bits and pieces of information to His followers, like they would be descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David, that He would be born of a virgin, that He would take all our sins upon Himself, that His body would never see decay. But He hadn't fully revealed His plan of salvation. He hadn't fully revealed exactly how He was going to save us. Until today, when the timing was just right. Then God put His plan into action and revealed to us His plan of salvation. As we read, when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman. Now what does it mean that the time had fully come? What does it mean that the timing was just right? There's many possibilities, many reasons that made the timing just right. Many people point to the Pax Romana, the peace of Rome. At the time of Jesus, there was little war going on in the world. Because of the Roman government and the Roman system of roads, it was easier to spread the gospel and enable the gospel to be spread quicker and wider. God had made all of His prophecies. The people had been waiting for thousands of years for the Messiah to come. And over 400 years since the last prophecy, when the timing was just right, God sent His Son into the world. The eternal Son of God. Not just the Son of God, but God Himself. The Lord, who is present and active in creating the world. He is the Almighty Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, born of a woman, born of a virgin. So He is both God and man. That was part of God's perfect plan for us. It had to be. Jesus had to be both God and man in order to be our Savior. If Jesus was just a man, He never would have been able to keep God's law perfectly. And even if He did, He wouldn't have been able to take our sins upon Himself and give us His perfect life. If Jesus wasn't God, His perfect life couldn't have been given to us. As we read in Psalm 47, no man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for him. Jesus wasn't man. He wouldn't have been able to serve as our substitute. It would be no big deal for a man to die. And it would be no big deal for God to keep the law perfectly. So God's eternal plan was that our Savior be both God and man at the same time in order that we might be saved. And what exactly did this little baby, who is both God and man, do to save us? Well, as Paul says, He was born under the law. Now, this is God we're talking about. God made Himself subject to the laws that He made. Laws that He had set up for His creation, for mankind to follow. But when God took on human flesh and became one of us, then He put Himself under the very laws that He had set up for His creation. So God must have loved His neighbor as Himself. He was not to give false testimony, not to steal, and so on. God also followed the ceremonial laws, the laws set up for the Israelites to follow and worship. So God, in His human flesh, offered sacrifices up to God. He read and studied His Word. He obeyed the laws of the Sabbath. But it wasn't just His own laws that the Lord, that God followed, but also the laws of men. Laws that His creation made up for them to follow. So He had to follow man-made laws, like paying taxes. Laws about not associating with women in private that you weren't married to. Or laws that are rules that Mary and Joseph set up for Him as a little boy. Jesus had to follow all the laws of the Jews, the Romans, and His parents. And why would Jesus put Himself under the law, both God's law and man's law? So that He could keep the law perfectly for us. Because we fail to obey God's commands. We fail to obey those in authority over us. But not once did God do any wrong. Not once did Jesus sin. He lived a perfect life so that He could give us that perfect life. And for what purpose did God do this? To redeem those under law. That is us. We are those who are under the curse and condemnation of the law. And Christ redeemed us. That is, He bought us back. He purchased and won us. He brings us back to God. Paul is talking about Christ when he says, "In Him we have redemption, through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." Christ paid the price for our sins, the ransom price, so that He might buy us back to God. That was God's eternal plan. To send His one and only Son into the world to suffer and die for us who rebelled against Him. When a slave is in a marketplace, his potential owners must pay a certain price for him. And once they purchase him, then they are free to do whatever they want, including setting him free. And that's exactly what Christ did for us who were slaves to sin. He purchased and won us. He redeemed us so that He could deliver us and set us free from sin, death, and condemnation. That's the purpose of Christ coming. To redeem us. To pay for our sins. To set us free. And what's the result? That we might receive the full rights of sons. He adopted us. Made us who were slaves part of His eternal family through faith in Him. Through faith we are all God's children and all will receive the inheritance our Savior won for us. As Paul points out in Romans 8, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. As adopted children of God, as His heirs, we will receive the forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven forever. Some plans, even the most well thought out plans, fail. But not God's plan. From eternity, it was His plan to save you by sending His Son, to bring you to faith so that you might receive the gifts that Son has won for you. Today, on Christmas, on the day of our Savior's birth, God's plan is revealed. That God came to earth to save you. Amen. Please stay. Now the peace of the forgiveness of sins brought to us by the Christ child be with you forever. To His glory. Amen. You may be seated as we gather the offering and remind you, please book registers at this time.